Holy moly, I've got a very important message from Zane Shaw. He's got a podcast. You're listening to Save Your Bacon with Zane Shaw and Will Palumbo. Don't lose your bacon. Get Zane and Will shaken.
So I told her I'm not balding. It's a choice. Oh, hey there, folks. Welcome back to Save Your Bacon. It's been a moment, but we're back with an advice comedy podcast where we think we're helping. My name is Will Palumbo, also known as the guy who cleverly disguised himself as a 17-year-old in order to sneak into an eight. I messed it up. How do I do this so often? It wasn't even going to be a good joke. Tell us your name.
I'm Forbes 30 Under 30 Emmy nominated and award winning Zane Shaw. Also, you can find find me on Rizzle. These are the things. All of that's true.
Can we not?
All
can
of
we
that's
not
true.
Do false advertising anymore?
All of that's true.
30 Under 30. What?
I went to the 30 Under 30.
What was the thing that came after that? Wait, 30 Under 30.
I went to Forbes 30 Under 30 when it was in Boston, and then I also did get nominated for and win an Evie.
Showing up somewhere does not mean you get it in your title.
Yeah, one of them that I get to do, like, everybody, like, get to
that's
be...
That's like I go to Renfest, and I'm like, Renfest Will Palumbo.
I was one of the speakers at Forbes 30 Under 30. I just said... And Forbes 30
Did you
under
win
30.
Anything?
I met Logan Paul.
Were you
Paul.
Nominated for anything?
I met Logan Paul and the Fine Brothers.
I wish you didn't.
Did I ever tell you the story about how when I was in Boston before a 48-hour film festival, I was really, really energetic, and we were passing a guy, and he looked sad, and he looked like Jake Paul. And I told him, "You look like you are sad that you look like Jake Paul." And he looked at me. And
you told him that? You told the stranger off the
yes,
street that?
Yes. And he looked at me weirded and kept walking. And then I found out the next morning that Jake Paul was staying at the hotel that I said that right next to. And I think I said that to Jake Paul. My interactions with the Paul brothers are, I saw a very tall Logan Paul walk out of a tent at Forbes 30 Under 30. And I might have told Jake Paul that he looks like he said that he looks like himself.
Did you say a very tall Logan Paul?
Yeah, he's very tall in person.
He's my height, yeah. He is pretty tall. Is Jake a lot shorter?
Yeah, or at least from my experiences of around the Paul brothers.
From your one experience of maybe being around both of them.
Indeed.
Seeing one and maybe, like, making fun of the other.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, with your hands up! Oh no, Will, oh no, it's the police! This is a bad segue into a segment out of nowhere that didn't exist before 30 seconds ago. Welcome to a new segment. I don't know how long this one will last, but this only came up because...
The police?
Yeah, this is called Awful Laws. Awful Laws! Because I'm thinking of it on the spot. I could have said something that was funnier? No, this is just Awful Laws. These are laws that exist in states... And I'm going to give you a law, and I just want you to tell me what state has this law. I want you to tell me which state has this very, unfortunately, illegal thing in this state.
Can you imagine, like, taking a multiple choice test, and there's 50 different choices you can choose from? Just how robbed you would feel.
Well, I mean, that's the unfortunately, that's how a game goes when you haven't thought it out well enough.
All right, hit me.
It'd be worse if you just added two more of all or none of the above on that list as well. Okay.
Okay.
We'll see how this goes. Here's your first law. It's... You cannot forbid people from putting clothes on a clothesline. It's illegal to forbid somebody from putting clothes on a clothesline.
Boy,
I can give you, like, coasts if you want.
How about give me a coast if I get it, like, wildly wrong off the bat?
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
I'm gonna say Louisiana.
It's not right. It's not right, I'll tell you that much.
Okay. How far off am I?
It is an East Coast state.
It is an East Coast, which Louisiana isn't even, but let's go with Florida.
Okay, okay. And you're wrong.
Okay, great. The it's answer, weird to think of Florida as East Coast, but technically.
The answer is certainly not an easy one to start with. The answer is it's illegal to forbid people from hanging clothes on a clothesline in Vermont.
Why Vermont?
I don't know.
All your sheets are going to freeze anyways if you put them outside.
So, we've got another one.
Very good. I'm now it's only 49. I hope you have a lot of these.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, eventually, I only have like 3 states to choose from after like 45 of them. Keep going.
In this state, you can't hold public office if you've been in a duel.
Oh, this is definitely East Coast because this is a very old thing and our country started on the East Coast.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Maryland.
It is not Maryland.
Okay, is it East Coast?
I think it's Midwest.
Come on. Ohio.
That's closer. I think it's closer. Yeah, Tennessee. You cannot hold public office if you've been in a duel in Tennessee. I'm going to give you...
It all makes sense.
I'm going to give you an awful one because...
Okay.
Let me just say this. Okay. In this state... this one's so bad. Okay. This one's so stupid. In this state, it's illegal to, quote-unquote, cause a catastrophe. Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be? You can't legally cause a catastrophe anywhere.
Oh my gosh. I feel like California are the type of people who would make that law.
It feels like California, but it's not.
What area is it?
Let me double check. I'm pretty sure that is closer to the West Coast. I think you're not far off West Coast-wise.
Okay. Okay.
Let me double check because this I'm losing my bearings. Yeah, I would say West Coast.
Oh, this has got to be like... which state has... Is it Utah?
Holy shit, bud! Yeah.
I got it?
Yes.
Yeah, I was like,
you can.
I feel like the people who made the Mormons would say something like that.
you know? You cannot cause a catastrophe in Utah.
In Utah. I'm narrowing down my choices. I'm telling you, it's getting progressively easier.
Okay.
Wow, that's really interesting.
I'll give you another.
I'll keep that in mind next time I go.
I'll give you two more. Make it a solid 5. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In this state, it's illegal to eavesdrop.
Come on. New York.
No. Oh, my God. Could you imagine if New York was the answer? Everybody would be in jail. New York's home of Broadway. Broadway's the home of eavesdropping.
Okay. Eavesdropping. Okay, Montana.
I'll give you a third guess on this. I will say Montana's a good guess, not because of where it's located, but because this is a state that when I think of it, I think nobody lives there.
Okay.
And that's a personal thing.
Kansas.
All right. Nope. That's not right either. That's okay.
Oh,
that's okay.
Shoot, what is it?
It's Oklahoma.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, same meat, different shape, you know, Oklahoma and Kansas.
I love this game. Okay, here's another one. I'll give you a big hint on this one. This will be a state that at some point you have said already. Okay?
Okay.
So it's narrowed down to that much. Okay. In this state,
somehow
if your dangerous animal escapes, you have to report it to the police.
You're legally required to report it to...
If your dangerous animal escapes, you have to report it to the authorities.
I sure hope so. Where did Tiger King live?
Oh my gosh, if this is the same place, that'd be amazing.
I feel like he had to have been in Florida or something. Where was he?
Florida sounds right.
It always sounds right when it's things like that.
Oh my God.
Did already guess Florida. I'm going to say there's a... I feel like there's a lot of caged, dangerous animals in Florida. I'm saying Florida.
Okay, no. I'll narrow it down for you. It's Midwest.
It's Midwest. Okay. Now I'm struggling to remember which ones in the Midwest have already been said. Is it Ohio?
It is Ohio!
Yes!
So wait, you're 2 for 2. Wait, you're 2 for 3?
I'm 2 for 5.
Oh,
good
yeah,
try.
So very good. Okay, very good. That's what this... You got the two ones that you got correct. Correct. Unfortunately, I did find one more that I really want to read right now.
Okay.
Because so this is insane right now. In this state, it's illegal to wear a mask unless you're at a party. Which means that a lot of people right now are breaking the law in this state. It's illegal to wear a mask unless you're at a party.
This has got to be something like... Is it...
Oh, man. I have 2 hints for you if you want any.
Okay, give me the first one.
You want the coast?
Yeah.
East Coast.
Okay. Massachusetts.
Very close.
Okay. In the area, okay.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Ooh, you missed it by both marks. Right in between Brother. New York.
Oh, man, I didn't want to say New York again.
In New York, you cannot wear a mask unless you are at a party.
I feel like it's a gang thing.
It probably is.
It's probably a gang thing. Do you know that the eyebrow, you know how kids these days will cut their eyebrow?
Yeah, and that's a thing that they shouldn't
do.
It
used to be a gang thing or Charlie Puth, either way.
Will, I have a problem. I keep coming across more that I want to read.
Zane, we can't... Hold on, I
got to do one more.
There's always next week.
I'm sorry, I got to do one more. Okay, in this state, pregnant women in this state can technically commit murder.
Is this just saying that abortion is allowed? is this like a political statement
I think so, but the picture is of a pregnant woman holding a knife staring at a watermelon.
At a watermelon?
I don't know what's happening in this one. But it says that a pregnant woman could commit any murder without consequence.
Oh, maybe it's like the whole if... What? This is a southern state.
They had to amend a law because in the law, the vague language implied that a pregnant woman could commit murder without consequence.
Alabama.
They caught this in 2017, Will.
No. Alabama.
No, but it really does sound like that. It's up by your last guesses.
Really?
Yeah.
Maine.
No, but not a bad guess.
Oh, there's too many up there, Zane.
Do you want one more or do you want me to just tell you?
New Jersey.
Close.
What is it?
New Hampshire.
I didn't even remember that was a state.
That's the fun of that game. We're going to cut that one off now.
Are we finally done with laws
yes.
for now?
Yes.
All right. I mean, we said like three laws.
I said
ago,
I was going to like...
So this was the end.
That was like 7 in there. Yeah.
People are like, wow, Will and Zane have this cool new podcast where all they do is just list off a bunch of laws while Will blindly guesses states for 30 minutes.
I did give you a whole 50 options, didn't
Content. I know. You did get 50 question multiple choice. 50 option multiple choice. All right. Hey, guys. Let's hop into a question,
Very
shall
good.
We?
Yes, absolutely.
You want me to go first? You want to go first?
I'll go first.
You'll go first?
Here it comes. Here comes this good question. You ready?
Here it comes.
I promise you, it's not another state law.
Open your mouth. Here it comes.
Okay, this question comes from I Am Dave Jones. Thank you for the name.
This state is illegal to... Go ahead.
All right, very good. This question asks, if I wanted to write... a giant letter A on the moon so that it would be visible from Earth during a full moon. Assuming that I have a truly unlimited budget and access to all resources, what would I have to do?
Say it again.
If I wanted to write a giant letter A specifically a giant letter A, probably capital, on the moon so that it would be visitable, yes, that's what I meant to say.
Visitable
and visible from Earth during a full moon. Assuming that I have access to unlimited supply and resource, what would I have to do?
That's like saying, how can I make my cool house in God mode of Minecraft or something? It's like, of course you can do
it. No, but
this one take a long time.
This one's different because, like, yeah, sure, you could build a house out of like some plank wood, but you can't get to the moon with some plank wood.
Okay, you can fly. So you have, if you have all the money in the world, uh-huh. you would need to go through extensive training with NASA. Or Space Force, or Mr. Elon himself, and get you rocketed up there.
Yeah.
That's step one, right?
Yeah, and I guess this is very important, right? This isn't you. You're not saying you can hire a team to write that letter and that bad boy for you. You've said if you want to write this giant letter A, you've made this a solo mission. So you,
I think I would use one of those big fat rakes that they use at baseball
rakes.
Stadiums for the dust.
Yes, yes, because the moon is what, like 99% dust. So
that's a fact. All 99% dust.
Fun fact: moon is only made out of dust that accumulates within houses.
Isn't it weird that we call a bunch of other moons by their names, but we just call our moon, moon?
Have we given moon a different name other than moon?
The moon's name is the moon, but every other moon's name is, like, you know, Io, the moon of Jupiter or whatever.
Yeah.
Or Saturn, I forget.
No, it's Jupiter, you're right. It's one of the Jupiter moons. That's a good point. So, like, when you say if you want to write a giant letter A on the moon, we got to assume you're talking about our moon, but if you're talking about Io... That's a whole new project because that moon's
I think was all ice. We're just going to assume we're talking about the Earth's moon. I was trying to think through how I was going to talk about, like, moon is made of, like, moon particle, but, like, moon isn't just our moon. It's just that we call our moon the moon. That's like saying there are Earths other places.
The moon, technically, I guess we can call the moon Luna.
Do we, though?
No.
Oh, look at Luna's looking glorious tonight.
Oh, hello, Luna. The
a full Luna
in
tonight.
Swahili, they call the moon Mwezi.
That's better. It's a name. It's not just, hey, look, it's moon. Yeah, I think the big brush would do an okay job. How much would you need to dig up for to notice it, though? Because I feel like you'd be running lines for a while.
Can I say two things? Because that's a good point. You'd have to dig for years, right? You'd have to dig for years. But
how would you dig it?
But here are two things. A, well, that's my first point. Why a giant A? Why A? Why of all anything that you could put on there? Put the Batman symbol on there. That'd be so cool. If, like, at a full moon.
What is with you and Batman symbols?
Could you imagine, though? Like, you've, like, a full moon and all of a sudden it looks like the world
it's
is calling for Batman.
It's a fictional story symbol.
That's a real. I have proof. Right,
for the listening audience, Zane also is the person who. What is it, an Acura? What is the Veloster?
Oh, my Veloster Turbo. It's a Hyundai.
It's a Hyundai.
Three-door
you
hatchback.
You replaced the Hyundai symbol, took it off, and put a Batman symbol on your new Veloster back in, like, 2013 or something like that.
Yeah, and it's well worth it, too. It really is. Makes me faster. Makes me stronger. Makes me...
My cargo is faster when it has bat symbol.
My parents are now rich and dead. This is the other thing I was going to say. Could you imagine doing this, right? We give them all the information they need to carve that giant A in the moon. All of a sudden, full moon, baby, full moon comes out. And that A is, like, only half visible because of how rotation and everything works. And so, like, now we're seeing, like, the side of the moon that they didn't carve the A into. Do you know how upsetting it would be? Be like, guys, I spent like 10 years. That's true. You need to bring make sure you bring light, like flashlights, up to the moon.
Okay, so we got a headlamp, yes. And I'm thinking dynamite.
All right.
Now I think we just stick dynamite into the ground in a gigantic A pattern, blow it all up at once, and then it'll, like, you know, cave in the dirt or something. Because, you know, there's got to be, like, tunnels underneath somewhere.
That's how
and
we
all
made
that
Mount
dust.
Rushmore, which is dynamite on rocks. Sounds like you're going to get somewhere there. That hey, you might end up making, like, a beautiful Bold and Brash sculpture accidentally. Of, like, one big boom, and all of a sudden, great. Oh, we do have to... We do have to make sure, because, like, you know, you're supposed to take everything we say with, like, a grain of salt and whatnot. If you do go and go up there and do this, please, please make sure you only chop away at as much moon as you need, not excess moon, because you will mess up the Earth's tides. And I don't know if it's for just, like, an A that you see every month. I don't know if it's fully worth ruining the ocean.
If you make a big enough letter A on the moon... You will change the tides of Earth forever. Like, that's just a fact. If you make a big enough A, you will forever change Earth's tides. It, like, harbors will have to adapt to, like, oh, the water is higher or lower now. Like, the size of your A, like, I'm a leave no trace kind of guy. Use only the moon you need, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Use only... So, like, only do what you need to in order to make this large A. What was the name of this guy again?
I am Dave Jones.
Dave Nor Jones starts with an A. That's what I thought.
What? So what is the A for? What does the A stand for?
Oh, it's for his dog, Alex. Hey, I'm going to ask you a question, Zane. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
All right, great. In this state, it is illegal to... Okay, I couldn't find my question in time.
Amazing. Ask the what about the dishes.
Okay, hey. Hey, Will and Zane. What sorts of things would you advise to do or stay away from when starting a podcast?
Oh, no.
My friends and I were thinking of starting one ourselves. That's from a boy named Chase. Thank you.
Oh, no. So what to stay away from when starting a podcast?
Or what to do.
All right, well...
Do you want to start?
Make sure that you do something original. Make sure that you don't...
Yeah, don't do what we
don't
did.
Do a podcast based off of the one and only podcast that you adore.
Yeah, don't decide, I listen to one podcast, I bet I could do it half as well. And then go and do that.
Because it's very unlikely that you will be right like we were. So... So, we're proving that we only need two people to do what three brothers have to do. So, that's something.
Yeah, and we almost do it two-thirds as well.
Yeah.
I think another thing to stay away from is, I think it's the same way with all things that take time. You really need to think about who is a part of it. Mm-hmm. It's very easy. Like, I remember in the scheming process for you and I, Zane, mm-hmm. we would sit around and be like, oh, maybe we get this person to join us, or this person, you know, maybe we'd be better with three instead of two, mm-hmm. maybe, you know, any of these sorts of things. But not only was it cleaner with less people, it was like, I mean, I guess I can't really speak for how it would go with more than two people because mm-hmm. we've never done it, mm-hmm. but it seems like it's so much harder with more people. It seems like we would always be like, maybe we should ask this person, but it just never worked. And I feel like that has been something that's been nice for us, just the consistency of, yep, it's just the two of us. Two people seems like a really good universal number for podcasting.
Absolutely, because it's, well, there's greater risk if you add a third, because Will and I have a really good back and forth. You add a third, all of a sudden the humor dynamic might shift dependent on, like, how each person interacts with each person. Also, you leave greater risk for, like, if somebody has audio problems or if somebody has scheduling problems or something, because imagine Will and I already sometimes have difficulty scheduling this podcast, but if we had to involve a third person, that's going to be way more wild. So, like, it a lot of it really can, like, start to cave in if you add more people. That's not to say that it's not an okay thing. Like, if you live on campus and you just do something with your three roommates, that's fine. That's fine. If you guys are all just in the same spot, by all means, do that. But if it's something like, hey, we all live in different states and it might be really hard because we all work 24/7, then... Make sure that you all really like the idea of doing it and nobody's half-assing it, because if somebody is, then you're probably not going to get the best result. That's for sure.
Can you imagine starting a podcast with, like, three people And then like four episodes in, one person's like, yeah, I'm not feeling it anymore. And then you have to like either start over or explain to your audience that, oh yeah, Jerry just stopped, so he's not going to be in it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you're asking me. I did it with two people on Welcome Back, and I genuinely, with my friend, episode one, he didn't want to do episode two. And so that's when I was like, I could do this with a different person each time. And then finally turned it into like doing it kind of consistently with one of my roommates. And then he stopped. And I was like, wow, I've done this podcast with about five different people and none of them wanted to keep doing it. And so that's a real risk that you run. Make sure, this is one thing, if you're going to start the podcast, if you're the front runner of like, hey, I really want to do this, make sure it's a topic you really like no matter what, because I still really like the idea of Welcome Back to Welcome Back, but you gotta, I mean, if that thing had to start evolving into a new guest every week, at least I love what I'm doing. It didn't rely on my humor with whoever I did an episode with. Like if I had the opportunity to do Welcome Back with Ben Schwartz, that's awesome. But like if it was like I was only doing it to talk to Ben Schwartz and he didn't want to do a second episode, all of a sudden that thing's caving in, right? Because my motivation's in the wrong place. So make sure that you like the topic for the sake of liking the topic and not for the sake of why you're doing the podcast or who you're doing it with.
Last thing I will say, sometimes you think that it'll be a hoot to do something with your friends, and once you think about it more, you'll realize that maybe your friend actually won't be that good at it. Oh. I'm not saying that I'm some expert podcaster.
But you've done this with me long enough to know.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the both of us, and there's literally nobody in specific, but it's just like, and I'm not saying that, like, I'm some elite, like, class of podcaster. Like, by no means. But, like, sometimes you're always like, oh, I don't know if my friends actually... either like have experience like in any sort of like entertainment and any sort of like conversational flow without an audience, you know, in any sort of public eye. Like me and Zane have been making videos for a decade, like with each other, and we've been doing stuff together for a decade, and so it's easy for us to know, like, I know that we trusted each other.
Yeah.
And that's where it came from first, you know, because I cannot imagine how awkward it'd be. Can you imagine if you have like four roommates and all of you want to do it and one guy is just like downright not funny?
Yeah.
One guy is just like super, everything he says just makes you wish that you could cut it right out of the whole audio. And he's like a really good guy. He's super nice, but like you just can't stand it.
I genuinely like, had that problem.
How do you tell that to your friend?
I had that problem once back when Panda V Pancakes was a YouTube channel. And the more I think about it, I'm glad that channel's gone because it was only full of videos that would be getting us canceled day in, day out right now. But I think about like... one of my friends, we had three people doing a podcast, and one of my friends, everything he said just killed the dynamic immediately.
Sure.
But I'm like, I can't not do this with him because he's a part of like the reason it exists. So make sure you don't get sucked into a void. Sure. If you're doing it with your roommates and one of them isn't funny at all, but like really enjoys it, you're kind of stuck.
Then you kind of just can't make it, honestly. Yeah. Like you kind of just have to be like, I don't really feel like it anymore. Maybe the next question we'll get next week is how do you get yourself out of starting a podcast you don't want to do anymore? Maybe we'll leave that until then. That's an interesting thing about,
This is one other very big thing. It's kind of happened for Will and I, and I'm sure it's going to happen a bit more, and it certainly happened for, dare I name the brothers who so heavily inspired our podcast, but I watched a discussion with Travis and Justin McElroy, and they said something that made me feel very confident starting Save Your Bacon, and they said, truthfully, keep this in mind, you could do 10 episodes of your first podcast, and you don't have to upload any of those episodes. Just do like 10, get the gist of what you're doing, then start. Or if you want, do 10, upload them all at the same time so people already have something to go back and listen to. And he said, Travis said, I don't feel like we even started to find the rhythm in our podcast until about episode 100. And I know Will and I definitely didn't find it in episode one because hey, we're going to do questions and we're going to do like reviewing Indiegogo projects or something like that. And we just like the energy wasn't right in it. It didn't feel sure. as easy yeah. as answering dumb questions. Not to say that your right. questions are dumb. We love you. But it's easier to answer
we
dumb questions.
We also didn't receive any of those questions because we didn't have any sent in. Nobody knew that we were doing this.
That's
yet,
also so. True. That's also true. Yeah. I think the first...
It was all... We found all the questions.
The first yeah. question I remember getting emailed was the question of like, how do I... prove like how do I prove everybody else wrong because my opinion's always right? It was something like that, and that's when all of a sudden the ball starts rolling of like, oh, this is what we're gonna get from our audience. Very good. Great.
Yeah, the moment we realized that we're just like instigating a bunch of like arrogance like jerks or something. There's just all a bunch of narcissists being like, tell me why I'm right.
Every question
tell
we
me
get.
Why I always have the right answer. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, hey, that more advice than comedy, hopefully. Mm-hmm. It's weird. We actually can talk about something we have experience on.
Yeah.
At least a little bit. But to the point you were talking about with with what Travis and Justin were talking about, mm-hmm. yeah, 100%. Like, our flow has gotten better. I've even gotten that comment a lot lately of just like, hey, when are you coming out with more episodes? Because, like, I feel like you guys are really just starting to get into, like, something that's like coherent,
yeah.
something that's like, you know, it's just like, it feels like an actual show now. And that's so exciting. That's so cool to start seeing. It won't stop. It'll, you know, hopefully it'll just keep it getting better and we'll keep on finding our groove more. But it's like, you're super right. Like, start anything, just start making stuff because mm-hmm. it really is just trial and error with most things that are, you know, production or media based. If you want to make music, start making really terrible music.
Yes.
And then you'll learn why it's terrible and learn how to make it a little bit better each time, right?
Yeah. That's the biggest thing. Don't fear failure. Don't fear somebody hearing you practice something awful, because the only way to get past practicing and doing something awful is to hear the things that you don't like in order to figure out what you want to change to make it better.
Also, if you're afraid of people criticizing your work, don't make a podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically it. Zane, do you have a question for us?
I do have a question.
I'm not even going to cut you off. I'm just going to start right here and just say, hey, we congratulations, we made it.
Wait.
Party sounds. Oh, whoa, that's so cool. There's party poppers. Oh,
hey, that's amazing. Heavens to Etsy. What was that?
Oh,
did I just slide?
Oh, no, reverse
I'm
card.
Sorry, did I just slide into your bit DMs? Welcome to the to the bit that only survived Christmas time, but is back for a specific special reason. So, as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, and I've mentioned it a couple times, I'm a content creator on an app called Rizzle, which is it's similar to TikTok, except it very heavily focuses on mini-series style things as opposed to lip-syncing your mouth very, very, very poorly to dialogue or songs that you did not write. I swear to God, everybody that I've seen on TikTok, it's the exact same sound and none of them are mouthing the words correctly. And that is one of my biggest pet peeves nowadays. There is a beautiful human that I saw on Rizzle who makes her own artwork and is now turning it into shirts and jackets. And I just bought one of her jackets. It should be here. Nice. Within recent time. Her name is Kira, and her Etsy is called All Around Her. So her name is Kira, Kira, and her mm-hmm. her Etsy is All Around Artsy. There's no space, and each name is capital A, All Around Artsy. Maybe that's what the A in the moon is for. Somebody really already likes
this
artwork.
She's out of Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah, and
I was just there.
You see, she has this amazing blue, purple, kind of sunset, nighttime esque vibe jacket, and it's got what I can only describe as it feels very Beale Street jazz symbol-y on that jacket. Mm-hmm. And I bought that jacket, mm-hmm. and she has a lot of really good artwork, whether it's straight up art on shirts, art on dresses, wall prints. So if you want, like, her art doesn't feel just like, hey, I drew a really pretty tree. A lot of it feels almost Picasso-esque. Like, she's got a style. So if you're interested in new art, whether it be for clothes or just for wall prints, or heck, mugs, leggings, pillows, blankets, masks, I mean, she's got kind of options for everything. So that's something right there. And let me just say straight up again, Rizzle, my goodness, it's so easy to find good people in a good community out there. Because the second I saw this, I was freaking out. And because I saw her jacket, and I told her that I adored her jacket, and she immediately responded saying, "Well, it's on Etsy," and then freaked out, and I told everybody to go get it on there. So by all means, go support this human, because the artwork is very good.
Wow. People come for the chuckles, and they get advice on how to make a podcast.
I know. Hey, and, Will, did you know that it's illegal in this shops. State?
Stop it. I was going to say, this person, the reason I noted out of Asheville, North Carolina, is because I went on a trip thinking that I was going to move to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We visited a couple different places and then kind of decided that I actually still really like it in Minnesota and came back. But when I was on the trip, my favorite place was Asheville.
It's gorgeous.
A lot of it was because of like the have you been there?
I've only seen pictures, but every picture I've seen of it is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Anyways, so when I went there, it was like just so much like small business, independent creators, sort of artwork, and just like really cool culture. All this stuff on here reminds me of that, and I really like it. And I already favorited them on Etsy now, because I'm probably going to be spending more time looking through it and making a purchase. This is cool.
Yes, yes. That's the perk of Heavens to Etsy. I know I mainly made that bit around getting good Christmas gifts late, but truthfully, there are so many good creators on Etsy that I like that bit for the sake of sponsoring if I find somebody's cool artwork.
This black and white shirt is amazing.
Yeah.
And I want it.
I
think I'm going to buy it.
Truthfully, go ahead. And if you, I mean, it's all right. I should have said this at the beginning of the bit, but like, you should just look it up, All Around Artsy on Etsy, and you can immediately see everything that we're talking about. You immediately get your visual for every single thing that we're talking about.
It sounds like this is an ad. It's not an ad.
It's not at all.
It really does. The more I think about it, it's like, holy, this sounds like an ad.
I was about to say, this is an ad, and then play the anchor song, but I'm going to wait on that.
Yeah, this is super not an ad. But yeah, thank you, Zane, for that.
Indeed.
Now, do you want to give us our little middle stuff?
Oh my gosh. Sure. I never start the middle stuff. I'll gladly try and start the middle stuff. First and foremost, thank you, every single individual that has listened, still listens, and continues to listen to this podcast, because we appreciate every single human being that is a part of this community of Save Your Bacon. Because if you find us funny, amazing. If you find the advice really actually helpful, amazing. If we can knock a half hour off of your commute to work, fantastic. Anything like that is amazing. And if you want to send us questions or stay up to date on anything, go to, mainly you can go to anchor.fm/saveyourbacon. You will immediately find us on there, and you will find links to a Facebook page, a Twitter, all these things that we don't use, but they're there. You can also sponsor us through there. You can send us messages if you have an Anchor account, all of those things. If you don't want to deal with Anchor, which you really should, because you can also figure out every single platform you can listen to us on there.
You do want to deal with Anchor.
Yes, because you can listen to us on Anchor. You can listen to us on Spotify, various places, but Anchor is so, so helpful. That's why I made the ad into a song, because it's so helpful. Other than that, if you just want to straight up send us a question, you can send that question to saveyourbaconpodcast@gmail.com. One more time for the GPSs. That is saveyourbaconpodcast@gmail.com. That is genuinely what GPSs sounded like when I was in 2007.
No, they've never sounded
in
like
2007.
I've been on this earth longer than you.
Go ahead and drive on Sepulveda Boulevard in California, and you dare tell me that GPS does not say Sepulveda.
There is no accent that sounds like you.
That's a high compliment.
Zane, in this state, it is legal to pretend to be a religious figure. What is it?
Is this real? Is this real? Oh, no. Minnesota.
No, it's Alabama. Okay, here. I just wanted to break up the fact that you've been talking for a long time, and I'm getting jealous, but it's your turn to ask a question.
Oh.
To tell us a question.
Well, thank you. I mean, thank you for the hot state fact. I'll never turn down a state fact. You know, the awful laws bit does not have to be one specific place. If you want to just throw out a state law in order to, like, go against the grain at any moment, by all means, that's allowed. They're like jump scares. All right. Here's a question. For a couple nights, I decided to go to bed sleeping seated in an upright position.
Stop.
Which is already a problem.
Yeah.
It's like,
I've never done that once in my life. I think people are faking it. That's what I did as a kid in the back seat in order to get carried inside.
Yeah. You know? See, that makes sense. That maybe they're just waiting in their bed, waiting for death to come carry them away.
Just waiting for an easy trip for the Grim Reaper to pick me up.
Also, like, I get if you maybe
fireman style.
If you like maybe fall asleep on a bus, you were like reading and you're stuck in an upright position. But I don't understand like getting in bed, laying down, and being like, no, nope, this isn't good enough. Squirming your way up so that you're at 90 degree angle and being like, yeah.
I mean, I can imagine in like a really comfy chair, like a lazy boy sort of thing.
Oh, but sure.
Otherwise. Yeah. Did you know, in early American military days, they actually had half-long beds because soldiers actually had to sit up while they slept because they thought it was better for them and that they would be more alert and ready for action quicker. Like which was true. They would technically be more alert when they would wake up, but they just wouldn't sleep as well.
Yeah, okay.
And so eventually they changed it. But if you go back on, like, there are a couple of, like, forts that believed that, like, from a long time ago, you know, mostly in like, you know, the more old racist forts or whatnot. But, like, you go to them and you'll see, like, these beds that are only, like, 3 feet long.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's, yeah. I mean, in contrast to how unrested they felt, question asker continues to say, so I would, for the past couple of days, sleep seated in an upright position. I felt really rested afterwards, but I decided to go back to a normal sleeping position recently. However, this morning, even though I fell asleep on my back, I woke up to find I had shifted back to an upright seated position at some point.
Stop.
Is this healthy? Am I stuck in a bad loop now? And that question comes from Unrisen by Blake.
You need an exorcism. Can you imagine you sleeping next to your, like, husband, and he, like, lies down next to you, and you're like, honey, I'm so glad you're finally, like, back in the bed.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, lying next to me. It just makes me feel better about where we're at, that you're not purposely choosing to sit on the, you know, the recliner. And he's like, yeah, haha, me too. And then he falls asleep. And then you wake up and you see that he is just sitting perfectly upright in a 90-degree angle, eyes closed, eyes open, actually.
Eyes that wide
makes the
open.
Most sense. Staring at, like, the television on, like, the gray screen. And you're like, honey, are you okay? Why are you sitting up? And there's no response. That's what I'm picturing.
Right.
In our scenario.
I think.
How do you wake up sitting up? What kind of bed you got, brother?
What'd that bed do? See, I think it's so weird to imagine. What you just said is already freaky enough to me, right? You go to bed, cuddled up next to somebody, both of you laying down as normal people do, and then you wake up day one, all of a sudden your significant other is sitting straight up. You're like, huh, weird. Day two, that happens again. Okay. After about a week of that happening, you think, I'm dating a demon. and this person's possessed.
Dreamboat, but she always, like, sleeps upright. Sitting upright. Nothing, not like her back up against anything, just sitting.
Oh my gosh.
Legs outstretched in front of her, just ever so calm, sitting 90 degree angle.
You film it, like how Paranormal Activity is filmed, like the night cam to see what's happening, and you see
up in, like, the back corner and the night vision. Yeah,
you see between, like, 5 and 6 a.m. their back just slowly rises into the upright position. they have like a six pack because of, like, they've taken an hour to go back from a 180 to 90 degree angle, and that's, like, really good on the core.
My workout routine is 1 hour long crunch a night.
That can answer your question. Is this healthy? If you are getting a six pack from this happening, good for you. Get an exorcist after
the results. If you're seeing the results
of
your work paying off, yes, it is healthy.
Get the exorcist after the results. 3 months of this, you're in position to be the next James Bond, then get the exorcist.
Yeah, and you know, while we're at it, Zane, what state is it that you can't sniff glue in with the intent of getting high from it?
Oh, Oregon.
Not far off.
Dang. Washington?
And by that, I mean it's completely far off. Oh. Indiana. Okay, oh, sorry. Back to our question.
Indiana, home of the horses.
I think that's Montana.
I don't know.
I think that's a Nevada, maybe.
I just drove from Illinois to Boston, back to Illinois. And let me tell you, Ohio and Indiana felt like they were wastelands. And that's not a, I'm not trying to throw shot or shade at anybody. Let me just say,
I will.
Cleveland, Ohio, surprisingly, really liked it there. I didn't expect, I mean, and I say surprisingly because driving through most of Ohio, it was just emptiness. And then out of nowhere, I'm like, oh, here's this big city. Indiana, even Indianapolis looked like it was quiet, which was very weird to me.
Quiet.
It's just, it's like, I don't think
if
I can.
You live in the Midwest, your life is just kind of quiet most of the time anyway. Chicago is just kind of a something that breaks up that monotony, you know?
Chicago, and you know one weird thing that I didn't know for a long time, driving that to Boston thing, and you're gonna love this question asker. So when I was driving to Boston, we had to drive through New York City at rush hour, and I was like, wow, this is really weird. And I looked at where we were on the map. We were in an area that I did not think was a part of the state of New York. I didn't know New York City and Long Island were where they were, off to the far right. I thought that they were off near Buffalo to the far left. And I didn't know, for the life of me, I didn't know how much of the genuine state of New York, that big bulk of New York, is just empty farmland.
Yeah, how many pictures of New York have you seen that aren't New York City?
That's the thing. I mean, man, driving through New York, it was just like farmland. It just farmland. All the way,
yeah, that's crazy.
Between New York City and Niagara Falls, I pretty much just saw a farm.
Can you imagine seeing a New York farm? That just seems like such a wild idea for probably like 99% of Americans.
Including me, up until recently.
Yeah, right. That is a crazy thought. I hope that helps, question asker.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you. Wait, did I ask my last question?
No, you haven't asked your last question.
No, I didn't. I haven't asked my second.
Ask
it. I got this.
Were you about to end the podcast? Were you about to end the show?
This poor guy asking this question. Dear Zane and Will, I want to propose to the girl of my dreams soon, but I'm broke. What's the cheapest thing I can give her that isn't offensive as a proposal gift? Thanks.
There is one right answer, and I want to know, do you know the answer already? Because it's a very real, stupid right answer.
Are you going to say ring pop?
Yep.
Really?
Ring pop is the right answer.
Guess that? I don't think it's correct. I don't actually think
Because it's the right answer. It's a ring. It's candy, so it's sweet, right? And it's something that's it looks like it's huge, right? So you can show it off while it still exists. But then whenever you want to eat, you've given her food. Also, you've shown that you can take care of her. You've shown, not only do I care about you, but I care about you and what's for dinner tonight? This ring pop.
So here's the whole, I'm just trying to break down the whole concept of this is forever. Nothing screams this is forever like cheap plastic and crystallized sugar.
So that's, I mean, okay, wait.
Your be with me forever attracts ants.
Well, I mean, well, so does a wedding ring, but it attracts a different kind of ants.
What? No. What? Nope. That wasn't it.
Hey, did it not land for you? Because that made sense.
Like aunts?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't get like, I guess so.
Flocking to see the diamonds. Those beautiful, beautiful glow diamonds.
Whenever I think recent proposals, I think, oh, the aunts gotta see this.
I got one. Does she own Pokemon Sword and Shield? Do you have a shiny Pokemon? Show her that you you're like really committed. Give away that shiny Eevee.
Okay, so now we have Pokemon. Uh-huh. If you're really into Pokemon, you can do a Pokemon themed one. You can open up a Pokeball, and I would say there would be a ring inside, but we're not actually talking rings. So don't have a ring. Be like, oh, I'll catch you. Get on Pikachu.
Not I choose then, you. I'll catch you.
I caught you.
She's then going to admit to the fact that she's been cheating on you because you said I caught you.
in Christian culture, there is the day that we call the day that like we you like start to actually believe, right? Mm-hmm. The day that you like consider yourself a Christian, you know, all that sort of stuff. A lot of people call it. I've never called it for this myself because I feel kind of weird about it. But like, it's called the Gotcha Day, and I've always thought of Pokemon.
That really
I've
does.
Always
sound
thought
it,
of
yeah.
Pokemon with the Gotcha Day.
You've
thing.
Picked your starter.
Yeah, so you, yeah, everybody picked the same one, it seems like, at least around here. So, I say throw a Pokeball at him.
Throw a Pokeball at him, because it shows that
that's a good
you're
one.
That committed to keeping them.
Yeah, I've heard of people, I think I know one person who had, like, string. It was, like, twine.
Hmm.
And they were just like, well, I mean it, so I'm just going to give this to you. And that was like what they gave them until they could afford one. And you know what? Do what you can if you're broke. I get it. I am often broke, just at weird times and intervals. Zane knows this. But I'm trying to think. There are so many options. You could always do this, like, you know, the silly bands? Not the silly bands.
The ones that turn into animals?
That is what a silly band is, but that's not what I'm considering.
Slap bracelets.
Yeah. Yeah, the ones that are just kind of like fat and always have like I love boobies or something on them.
Oh, you got to give that to her. One that says I love boobies and one on the other side says I love New York City.
Yeah, but they make ring versions of that, particularly for like rock climbers.
Do they really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So when you're rock climbing, you're not allowed to wear a metal ring.
Oh.
You just don't want to because it can get caught on a rock and it will just completely rip off your finger.
That sounds right.
So you have to wear like a rubber one. It's basically the I love boobies for your finger. Yeah, so maybe something like that would work, honestly. And just have it be like a cool inside joke, like why won't you make rain noises or something like that, you know, casual stuff on there. It could say I love boobies. Maybe you're just really into that brand as a couple.
I mean, if you mean it and she appreciates it, by all means, that's like your thing. Cool. I've got one. If this one will only work if you guys are in first grade right now. First grade right now, every time she wants a piece of gum, give her a piece of gum and then keep the wrapper. This is a commercial. Do you remember this commercial? There's like this whole thing of like turning the gum wrappers into origami, and then after like 20 years, inviting her to some area, and what you've done is you've like strung up or hung up all of the origami art to show that you care about this person so much that you've kept all of the origami art through the years. That's very important. Wow. You can do what I did in fourth grade, which is go to Outdoor Ed and make them a leather bracelet with their initials stamped in it. That would work. But again, that works if you're in fourth grade. And I'm going to assume you're either in fifth grade or higher if you're this committed.
So do these stories mean that they worked each time? And did you propose to the girls?
I once proposed to a girl with a ring in second grade that came out of one of those gumball kind of machines at the side of restaurants. That worked.
Okay, cool.
I said, do you want to get married? And she said, okay. And we never called it off, so I guess we're still married. Oh, no, I just realized that.
Yeah. I think I've already actually told on this. I think I have one of those as well.
Oh.
Actually, I think it ended like a couple months ago.
Did she reach out and say, hey, we never got a divorce?
No, I did. I reached out because it was like before I erased my Facebook, I was like, oh my gosh, I think this is the girl. I like didn't even remember her last name that I started dating in sixth grade. We like, it was over AIM chat, which ages me horribly.
I love it.
And I hadn't ever met her, but I was like, you should be my girlfriend. And she's like, yeah. And we hung out once for like 45 minutes. We watched a movie that I don't even remember. That's how
probably
much
Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
And then never talked afterwards.
Oh my God. Very good.
And then like a year ago, I was like, hey, we never broke up. I'm so sorry how many times I've cheated on you. We actually didn't cut it off then. I can't remember. Anyways, okay, so.
We both learned we've accidentally still had long-term relationships.
Yeah. Hey, I hope that helps.
Yeah.
Hey, folks. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah.
It's such a wild ride. We've been on these years. Oh, my gosh. We can say years.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
We're in year three right now.
We're on season three, the remix of Save Your Bacon. still loving it. We took our official sabbatical for the last 3 months, but
to be fair, most of that was me visiting you, you getting a job, and me getting a job, and me also moving out of an apartment. And we haven't even gotten to the part where I eventually moved to LA. So, but we've done a lot of busy work within that time. It hasn't been not wanting to do the podcast. It has been moving and adjusting to find time for podcasts, which thankfully what we keep proving is we will keep finding time for podcasts.
There is an incredible amount of change that's kind of happened in both of our lives in these years, and that's no excuse because I mean it's like an hour and a half a week, you know, for us. But yeah. Anyways, guys, thanks so much. Remember to go and thank your parents for birthing you if you were birthed. And sing a song today just to be happy that you're still on this earth. If you're still on this earth, if you're listening from Earth,
grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, and then write an I'm sorry note and staple it onto a tree.
Yeah, do that too. This has been Save Your Bacon. My name is Will Palumbo.
My name is Zane Shaw.
Take it easy. I almost forgot it. Take it easy, guys. And if it's easy, take it twice.